Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful weekend.
I'm sure some did and some didn't.
I know I did.
Yes, you did, big head.
Guess what I did this weekend?
Oh, God, if I don't ever hear the end of it, it'll be too late.
I was on live TV.
Yes, and it has gone to your head.
Yeah, I was on the Road to Reason TV show out of Virginia yesterday.
Yes.
Talking about the Original Motto Project.
Which you do all the time, because that's your baby right now.
Yes, that is my thing.
Yes, it is.
So cool. But we got another iTunes review.
Oh, this one's excellent.
This one's from a couple weeks ago. It takes me that long to check iTunes, because I don't use iTunes.
Well, then you're doing 8 million different things.
But it's from Spoona Tuna, and it's 5 stars.
That's a name.
Yes. And it says, on the run, do you have 1 million podcasts to listen to? Get an intelligent, secular perspective here in a format that is schedule-friendly.
Oh, that was very nice. I like it.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Spoona Tuna. Hope you keep listening. And you guys can drop by iTunes and leave us a 5-star review as well.
That would be awesome.
I'll take a 4-star, though. That's fine.
Yeah, we're not greedy.
So, on with the show.
Excellent.
Our first is an update from Potter Award winner on September 7th, Sheriff Randy Meeks.
All righty.
Hunt County Sheriff Randy Meeks announced Tuesday in a press release that he has made a decision to alter the decals of his patrol vehicles and added In God We Trust.
Okay.
Meeks said hearing the controversy in Childress, Texas sparked the idea in him.
Ah, yeah.
He says, I wish I'd thought of it first. We can give officers bulletproof vests, we can equip them with the best guns, but ultimately, when they go out there in the field and risk their lives, it's really in God's hands.
Seriously?
Yeah. So, but he's anticipating a letter from the FFRF, because they're the ones that sent the letter to the Childress and so many others.
Yeah.
And he said if he gets that letter, he will write back and tell them to butt a stump.
I must be missing something, because I don't get that. But
well, I went to the Urban Dictionary just
because. Okay, because I was going to say, maybe it's just me.
It basically means go to hell, piss off, or blow me. I'm not sure if he's trying to say blow me, but
wow,
certainly go to hell.
That's really sweet. Yes. And he's there to serve and protect everyone. Not, you know, we're not going to be judgmental or anything.
No. But, yeah, well, if you'll remember, FRF sent Childress a letter, and he told him to go fly a kite.
Right.
So they're getting more
childish. A little more childish, a little more blunt.
Yeah.
A little more very unprofessional.
Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, come on. I just grow up already. I mean, seriously?
Right. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So we'll move on. We got another police story. Today's theme is the law.
Obviously.
There's a lot of law this week.
And they seem to be, not to interrupt you, but they seem to be getting more and more spread. I mean,
oh yeah,
more common, I suppose.
So, this is actually from last year, but we haven't reported on this, so I wanted to talk about it.
All right.
Indiana State Trooper pulled over a woman and asked her, do you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior?
Wow. Seriously?
Yeah. Ellen Bogan was driving down US 27 when she was pulled over for a traffic violation. The state trooper left her off with a warning, but not before he asked some questions.
Okay.
Do you have a home church?
Really? He asked this.
Do you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior?
You gotta be kidding.
Now, let me remind you, the lights are still going.
Well, yeah.
She said she didn't know whether she could drive away or not.
Well, that's what I was going to say. While you're reading this, I'm putting myself in that position and thinking, wait a minute, I would start getting very nervous and creeped out right now.
Right. Well, she's a Christian, right?
I don't care.
But she doesn't go to church on a regular basis.
That's not the point, though.
Right.
I mean, you know how you expect a police officer to perform when they pull you over for a violation, you know? Standard, you're getting a ticket kind of a thing. But when they start asking you questions that have absolutely nothing to do with a normal getting pulled over situation, I would start having like a bunch of red flags shooting off and scaring me, like, okay, is this, you know, something you hear about all the time?
Right.
And that's starting to happen. And that, it would just scare the hell out of me that he started going, I'm like, okay, is this cop flipping out and we're going to be a news story here soon?
Well, it gets a little bit worse.
Oh.
He handed her a pamphlet from a radio broadcast called Trooper Dan Jones, Policing for Jesus Ministries.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, why do they think they can do these things?
I don't know.
I mean, truly.
They think it's okay to proselytize wherever they are, in whatever position they're in.
But regardless, they are law-abiding. They, hell, they're law-upholding. And they know the law. So what makes them think they can go ahead and do this?
Well, that's just
when they know better.
Problem.
They know, well, they can't. Know.
Here's the thing that I think about a lot of police officers, and this is not against police officers in general.
No, of course.
I think they know their local laws. I think they know their local statutes very well.
Right.
But they don't necessarily concentrate on the Constitution.
Eh, I suppose, yeah.
There's been several instances where local police officers have had to have an education on freedom of speech and freedom of religion.
Right.
And all this other stuff that is constitutional.
Right.
Not local.
Right, I get that. But come on, there's got to be something in them that's saying, you know, this is wrong.
Right, that you would think.
Well,
so.
But then again, I still say religion's kind of a mental thing, but that's just me.
Right. But I think we'll move on from that. And
yeah.
this story is not about the law.
Yay!
Sort of. A very large cluster of objects in space looks something like you would expect an alien civilization to build.
Oh, so this is that thing that's going on in the news right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jason Ryder, an astronomer from Penn State University, is set to publish a report on a bizarre star system suggesting that objects could be a swarm of megastructures, according to the new report. So they found some stuff orbiting a star.
Okay.
That's not too far away. I mean, it's like, you know, light years away.
Right.
But, and it's very erratic. They said it goes by and it does weird things.
So
so this was found by the Planet Hunters, which is a project that gets citizens to look at stars.
Right.
And they flagged this one, and scientists want to look at it some more. They can't do anything till January.
Uh-huh.
But
I remember when I heard this story that the first thing I thought of is someone out there is watching the historical documents and has now built the Death Star.
The Death Star. That's no moon.
I'm telling you, it's the Death Star.
It's the Death Star. So if you don't get the reference for historical documents, all I can say is Galaxy Quest.
Great.
Go
awesome.
Do that.
Yeah, that was awesome. But I'm telling you, because they are bizarre, they call it bizarre and somewhat unexplainable at the moment, right? So, again, I fall back to historical documents, and they have built the Death Star.
They've built the Death Star. Well, the thing is, they think that it's in pieces. It's large.
It's the Death Star blown up.
Right.
So, we're good.
And Wright went on to say, I was fascinated by how crazy it looked. Aliens should always be the very last hypothesis you consider, but this looked like something you would expect an alien civilization to build.
See? Death Star.
Right. And if things go well, the follow-up could happen sooner. They're trying to get the very large array in Nevada, I think it is. Arizona.
Yeah, I was going to say, I believe that's in Arizona.
They're going to see if they can get that pointed at it so they can get some radio transmission from it.
That would be cool. Yeah. Then we can make contact with the Death Star.
That's what we need. Grand Moff Tarkin up there.
I think we should move on.
I'm too nerdy on that, sorry.
It's awesome.
Settlement over faith rehab program.
I'm surprised you were able to say that.
I know. I'm getting better.
Yeah, sure.
A California atheist has won a settlement of nearly $2 million after being sent to jail on a parole violation for objections he made about participating in the faith-based rehab program.
So this is rehab?
Yeah.
Okay.
Barry Hazel Jr. served time for a conviction of meth possession in 2007. As a condition of his parole, he was enrolled in a drug treatment program where participants were required to acknowledge a higher power. Basically,
like AA.
Yeah, NAAA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
because isn't one of the steps you have to do something with God or something?
You have to admit that you don't control your life, that someone else does.
Oh, that's horse crap.
Yeah. He was sent back to jail for more than 3 months for allegedly being disruptive, though in a congenial way. He was disruptive in a congenial way. Oh. Whatever.
I was going to say, can you explain that for me?
I don't know. I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can be disruptive in a congenial way. Maybe the British can do it. They seem to be very polite.
And, so basically, he disagreed with it and they didn't like it.
Yeah. And sort of being passive aggressive.
Really?
Sort of being. How do you sort of be passive
aggressive? I was going to say, you're either passive aggressive or you're not.
Well, unless you're passively aggressive at being passively aggressive, then you're sort of passive.
Okay. That's how you get it.
All right. He says, I'm thrilled to finally have this case settled. It's been going on for a few years.
Oh, okay.
It sends a clear message to people in a position of authority, like my parole agent, for example, that they not mandate religious programming for their parolees and for anyone else for that matter.
Right.
And so forcing someone to go to a religious recovery group is in violation of their civil rights.
That's like if you had someone that was gay thrown in jail and you were forcing them to go to the church's gay counseling because we can get it out of you kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. You think they could give you help without having to proselytize to you.
Well, there is secular sobriety.
Oh, no, I know, but they're so far and few compared to how much.
Well, yeah, there's AA at every church almost.
Yeah, what does that say?
Well, it's because churches are willing to rent out.
Yeah, but you also have to admit, when churches help, like, say, feeding homeless or, you know, opening up a food bank kind of thing, they always have to hand you a pamphlet. They can't just give you help.
I know.
And say, hope you have a good day. They have to say, here's your sandwich, and hey, guess what? God can save you.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, just help people. You don't need to get something out of it.
Which is, yeah, that's just insane. Proselytizing. Yeah, that's the whole basis of the missionaries.
Exactly.
I'm coming in to build you a well, but we're going to talk to you about God while we do it.
Yes, and that is their sole purpose. Right. I mean,
that's why they're missionaries.
And I get so incredibly frustrated when people do that. They do something to help someone, but they expect to get something out of it. In the case of religion, come join our clan kind of a thing.
Right.
Not clan, cult.
Cult. I think we'll move on from there.
Yeah, we should.
I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either, so that makes it all even.
I still like that. I never get tired of that.
I know. Well, this week we're back in Texas.
Alrighty.
And our winner this week is Hemp Hill County Sheriff James Pearson.
Uh-huh.
So, can you guess what he did?
Oh, who knows?
Well, this is not going to be a surprise to some of you, but I follow a trend of law enforcement agencies adding "In God We Trust" to official patrol vehicles.
There's a surprise.
Yeah, like I said. During my research, I came across a news report about a sheriff, and the title literally said, "Going Beyond In God We Trust."
Really?
Yes. In the rural county of Hemp Hill, Texas. Naturally, I had to check it out. Wow, what's he doing? On his vehicles, he has decided to put, "I am the good shepherd, John 10:11."
Really?
Really?
Who pays for that?
Apparently, it was through donations and such.
Yeah.
Because I submitted a Freedom of Information Act asking for the receipts. And we'll get into that.
Okay. In a minute.
That's part of his pottery.
Okay.
Yeah, a direct quote from the Bible with the citation.
Really?
Now,
on his car.
On the sheriff's car. On the patrol vehicle.
Yes, right.
Now, had it just said, "I am the good shepherd," it might have been iffy enough, but to blatantly put the Bible citation on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that pushed it too far.
Yeah, that's shoving it in your face, actually.
Yeah, but he's not the first one to do that. In fact, a few weeks ago, an Alabama sheriff had to remove the quote, "Blessed are the peacemakers," after a complaint letter from the FFRF.
Right, because legally, they're breaking the law.
Right, you can't.
Right.
That's basically endorsing a particular religion.
Exactly.
So,
it's always the same one. Did you notice that?
Yeah. So when I saw this, I had the thing at the Original Motto Project that I do. And part of that is to oppose "In God We Trust" in social media. Well, I figured this was a job we could do quite well.
Right.
So I let the fans of the page know, and they went in there and did their thing.
Awesome.
But He deleted them.
Of course he did.
He deleted every single one.
That's typical. They just always want to kind of shove under the carpet what they don't want you to know. Kind of a lot like the Bible.
Right. So they were letting him know that, you know, you can't have Bible quotes on there, that you're going to get sued by the FFRF. It's inevitable.
Right.
Right. And he was, didn't care.
He's just like, so what?
Yeah. He started at, within minutes, at literally minutes, he started deleting posts.
Because he can sweep it under the rug.
Right. Or at least he thinks he can. Right. However, this is not the first time we've dealt with this.
Uh-huh.
We're deleted a lot.
Yeah, I've noticed this lately quite a bit.
We've taken, most of the people who follow the page know by now to take a screenshot as soon as you get done posting it.
Yeah.
So most of us do that.
That's good.
So I ended, so I have about 45 or 50 screenshots of now deleted post.
Right. God, that's a lot.
Yeah. That was just from one night. That was Thursday night at between like 9 and 11.
Really?
Right. Or 8 and 11. I don't remember exactly what time. But
our time.
Yeah. It was, you know, it was not a lot of time.
Right.
So when he started deleting posts, I told him that it was a violation of our First Amendment rights to redress our government.
Right.
Because it's an open forum. They're not allowed to silence dissent.
Right. They're so public.
The same thing if you get up in like a city council meeting and you start talking about how horrible the council's doing. They can't say, okay, that's enough, stop.
They have to listen.
They have to listen. They have to give you the 3-4 minutes they give everybody else.
Right.
Same thing here.
Right.
People think because it's Facebook that it's their page, that it's the sheriff's page, right? Oh, uh-huh. It's just personal stuff. It's not.
It's not.
It says government agency.
Right.
Whether it says that directly or not, when it says Hemp Hill County Sheriff Department, it's saying this is a government agency.
Right. It is not his personal page.
Right. He doesn't believe that.
Of course he doesn't.
In fact, he actually wrote on one of the posts, he said, this is my page. I will delete what I want.
I am God. Ah.
Yeah. So he, of course, he deleted the post where I told him, you know, this is illegal. You can't do this. That was deleted.
Of course.
Right. And then I said, well, all right, I'll give him this link to this other police department that just lost $31,000 for this very same incident.
Give him a wake-up call.
Right. Deleted.
Oh, really? I thought that would have worked.
No. Twice. He deleted it twice. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So we got more screenshots. So I went back to check what was going on, and he started blocking people.
So he thinks he's untouchable.
Right. So now he's blocked people who can't comment on the post. He's changed the original wording of the post. It was originally just, we've done this. This is great for the sheriff department, blah, blah, blah. Then it became, this is a memorial to former sheriff whoever, right?
Right.
This has no religious connotation whatsoever, blah. Yeah.
But yet it was a like, quote. Whatever,
right? It was a direct quote.
Right.
And then after my Freedom of Information Act asking for the donors.
Oh.
Right? Uh-huh. So, or there's the receipt
right.
for the cost.
Right.
He then put up that, you know, this has been provided by donations. Right. So
right.
He's obviously not going to answer my Freedom of Information Act. Right.
Right.
I have 10 business days. He has 10 business days to answer it, uh-huh. and then I can take further action. But then I asked for the donors list, which he probably won't give me that either.
No, not likely.
Right. And then I asked for the list of blocked users so that we can, you know, do proper legal action.
Right.
Well, no. As of this morning, I am no longer blocked.
I wonder what's going on there.
So now that I'm unblocked, I got to find out if other people are unblocked. And that basically means there's nothing for him to report on that Freedom of Information Act, which I think is wrong.
You're right. Yeah. So he basically just thinks he can do what he wants because this is his county, right?
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, he said that in one of the early comments after the deleting started, someone said, deleting comments, sheriff. Guess what his response was?
Huh.
Yup.
I believe it was yup.
Yup. Yup. Yep. Y-U-P, yup.
Yep.
But, you know, this just goes to show what... it's very interesting that they think that they can do these kind of actions.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. I've been noticing more and more counties are starting to do exactly this thing. They think that this is their county, you know, maybe it's a small population county, or at least not as big as most, and they figure, this is my country, I can do what I want, when I want, and how I want, and no one's going to stop me.
Right.
Hence the Potter Award, of course.
Right.
But I don't understand why they think they have that right to do that.
I don't know.
When they're there to serve and protect the people of their county, which includes people, therefore it's all kinds of people.
Right. Well, they're saying we're a majority Christian.
I don't give a crap. So, every person counts.
Right. You should see the arguments I see against this, though. Right? They come back with, we're a majority Christian, so we get to say what we want.
I really hate that. I really, truly hate that. We're the majority, we rule. And then when it's in their favor for we're the minority, stop hurting us,
yeah.
We rule.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you say. I can't understand why they can't get it through their thick skulls that every person counts. I don't care if there's majority, minority, whatever. Every single heartbeat counts.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm so sick and tired of people, you know, thinking they can do stuff like that. But just because someone doesn't think like you or live like you or believe like you.
Right.
I mean, it's crap.
And this is... Exactly. I don't normally promote the Original Model Project on this show.
Right? No, you don't.
I tend to keep these two things separate. In fact, most of the people at the Original Model Project don't know that I run a podcast.
Yeah.
It's very strange. I'm weird about self-promotion.
I'm kind of good with that, though.
But cause... I think in this case, that we're showing what that slippery slope argument. Normally, we can dismiss slippery slope arguments because it's just silly.
Right.
Right. But this is one of those slippery slopes that are actually coming true.
Right.
So we've got In God We Trust going up on sheriff cars all over the country. Got 112 at my last count.
Yeah, and they're spreading like wildfire.
Right. And then you have sheriff departments like this who are going a step beyond. It's okay, In God We Trust is fine. Right. Let's go one more.
Right. And that's where it starts.
Right. And now he's dismissing any dissension. And they're taking the next step. Obviously, Indiana State Trooper.
Right.
Yeah, that's the next step. We're going to start proselytizing
for the state.
At traffic stops.
Right, not just for the county, for the state.
Right. Well, it doesn't matter. We've got cities doing this, counties doing this. There's Mississippi now has In God We Trust as their on their state seal.
Right. Which is why I say we have to have the actual national motto changed,
right.
Because it is not all inclusive.
Right. Which is what the original motto was.
Right, because e pluribus unum means out of many one.
Right.
Therefore, inclusive of every heartbeat.
Right.
That's just my thing.
You know, and I've asked them several, I've asked all 106 to put up e pluribus unum stickers.
Uh-huh.
Right? I've had two that said, hey, that's a pretty good idea. I'll think about it. That's it.
Two. Out of all of those.
Out of all those.
Yeah, that just goes to show the sadness of it.
They're saying it's patriotic. They're saying it's historical. No, but when I give them a truly patriotic and historical motto to put up, they're nah.
No, uh-uh. That's not what it is. They're using it as an excuse, as a crutch to do what they want to
right.
do. That's what it is.
And that's why this guy's getting the Potter Award, because he has taken that crutch, right?
And
now it's a full platform.
Right, he's extended it.
It's ridiculous. And he's using... He's using this whole idea so that he can, has been silencing any dissent to him.
Well, and...
This is an elected official.
Right, exactly.
It's not like he's appointed by the chief or by the mayor.
Right.
He has to run.
Right.
So it's not like we can ask for him to be fired for being...
Right, because he was voted in.
Right. It's the same thing with Kim Davis. You can't fire her.
So should, though.
Yeah. She was elected. The only way you can get rid of what I'm considering a jerk of a sheriff, I wouldn't say he's corrupt, but he's being a jerk.
Right.
Is to vote him out. And the problem is he will get reelected.
Because
of this. This kind of thing right here will get him reelected in his county.
Right. And
the only thing that will stop him from being reelected is to cost those taxpayers a lot of money.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, basically this is, you know, how... That's what my thought was. They, you know, always say, why do you even bother doing this? This is our national motto. Leave it alone, blah, blah, blah. But they don't seem to understand if you don't do something, it will continue and just spread. You can't make change if you just sit still and don't do anything. And because I hear you say how, you know, so many times people say, well, why are you even bother with this? You know, you could be working on homeless or, you know, something like that, right. Which, by the way, right. We do. But at the same time, it's like you can't not do anything.
Right.
Because basically they're saying it's the national motto, leave it alone, you can't touch it, blah, blah, blah. But how do you think change happens?
Right.
And, you know, it does not have equality in this motto, which is why personally I think it shouldn't be. Because, I'm sorry, this country is the melting pot.
Right.
If it doesn't include everyone, then it shouldn't include anyone.
Well, I had a comment on that the other day. Someone wrote me back and said that I had bastardized the phrase e pluribus unum.
Seriously.
They had said that I was using it as a melting pot concept, right. And it was only supposed to be used as the 13 colonies coming together.
Oh, God, what an idiot. Yeah. Sorry. But it's true.
Well, that's true. That's that's a stupid comment.
Well, I mean, do they not understand the 13 colonies were basically a mini version of what America is today, right. As far as everyone coming together, right. As a country? They were just a mini version. That doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out.
He's saying that I shouldn't be using it because I'm promoting plurality and a pluralistic society instead of the American society he believes in.
Yeah, they also think we're a Christian nation.
Yeah.
I mean, hello.
I know. That's the same argument.
I mean, do you know how many times I hear that, oh, they created, they came over to create America so that they had, you know, their Christian beliefs, blah, blah, blah. I'm thinking, no, actually, that's not how history went, you idiot.
Yeah.
But that's a whole nother thing that I could just start ranting. Show. Yes, it is. I'll just start ranting on that. But it drives me crazy how many times I hear this is a Christian nation. I'm sorry, it's not.
There's nothing in our Constitution that says anything about Christ, God, Jesus.
Don't even get me started on how many people say that the Constitution or whatever is based on Christianity.
I know.
And it was totally formed for Christianity and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that frustrates me. I see this all the time.
I think there's actually a radio station I caught once that is geared just for the Christian Constitution. Oh. It's a whole entire show or station. I forget what it was, but I caught it and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
Well, considering they have 50 bajillion radio stations.
And that is true.
Plus a few satellites.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, entire satellites, not just stations on a satellite. No, entire satellites.
But there's no money in the church.
No, you know? None at all.
No,
it's
none
all
at
for
all.
Charity.
Yeah, it's not a pyramid scheme or anything.
No.
We don't make millions upon millions in that. Tax-free, by the way.
Another show.
I know. I can't help it. It just irritates the crap out of me. Anyways.
All right. I think that's all we got for today.
Yeah, I think so, because I need a drink. I need to go get a drink.
That's all the yakking we have for you tonight. Join us again next week as we resume the assault against your eardrums. If you can't seem to get enough of us, check out our Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. If you like what you hear, drop by our Patreon page and help support the show. Then head on over to Stitcher or iTunes and leave us that coveted 5-star review. And remember, the government of the United States is not in any sense founded on the Christian religion.